This episode of Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show is to talk about what's going on in the world and also not to offend anyone. Viewer discretion is advised. Live from New Wakanda, Indianapolis, Indiana, it's the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show with your host, Big Dog Steven Sanders. On today's episode, the Big Dog talks about what is happening in a few days. That's very important to him. Him and his wife are going to be renewing their vows after their 2 years of marriage. This is going to be exciting and special. And of course, it's going to be amazing. And also, here on the special news of what's going on in Indy and the weather is me, Hey Now, Hank Aaron. Now, sit back, grab a popcorn, and eat your breakfast, and start listening to this amazing podcast. Now, here is your host, and don't you forget it, King Steven Sanders. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is King Steven Sanders, your host of the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show. Before we get started, remember, follow my page on Facebook. My fan page is Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show. So it's very good. Check it out. And also send out any questions you want me to address on the show. And also sponsored, this episode is also sponsored by Kroger. They're hooking me up with a nice dinner last night. Appreciate you, boy. Yeah, Kroger. Now let's get down to business. Behind every great man, there is a great woman. I'm basically talking about myself, everyone. I remember a few years ago, before I got married to this woman, that we were both young and both hardworking. I was just starting out as a chef. I met the woman that I was meant to be with. Her name is Hope Banks. We went to dinners together. Spent a lot of time with each other. And that's what a couple does. It doesn't matter if you happen to have a lot of money. What matters is that the person loves you in your heart. I mean, there were good days and there were bad days. But the good outweighs the bad. After 5 years, five years ago, I asked the woman that I love, Hope Banks, to make me the happiest man in the world by marrying me. We went downtown during Thanksgiving, and we had a nice time. Went to my job that I was working during the time. Then I basically took her to my Miss Circle. I didn't have a ring yet. I didn't. It was still on standby by that time. But I still went with it anyway. It was between snowing and raining. But I just went with it. Because it was very perfect and romantic. Like that song says, can you stand the rain? It's not just from the rain. Can you stand whatever hardships or problems that you two can go, that two couples go through each other? Can you go through anything and still come out having your love strong. And my love for my wife is stronger than ever. She is the reason why I continue with my passion every single day. Because she knows how passionate I am about cooking. Not only I cook at work, I also cook at home. And I know certain haters are like, oh, you shouldn't be doing the cooking and the cleaning. That's a woman's job. No, it's not. I was raised by a strong woman who taught me and my brothers the values of how to treat a woman like a queen. Because a woman basically also has things going on. They basically have to be at work and they're tired. They shouldn't have to clean up after anyone. They don't. So I promised myself I would never do that to Hope. I wanted her to just relax and let me do the cooking and the cleaning. But anyways, on the day of our wedding, it was a nice, beautiful day. It was a little bit cold, but we still got through it. We had our wedding at a place called Diamond Wedding Chapels. It was on 17th and Sherman Drive. It cost me and Hope about $700 to have the place there. We also had to rent out a truck. Actually, a wedding bus, that is. It helped us out. And we made sure we got to pick the hotel that we're going to stay at for our honeymoon. And of course we stayed. Of course we also got something to eat. Sorry for confusing everyone. It's just a lot going on today. Anyway, it was perfect. The food was delicious. Everything was perfect. And the best part, I got to be able to relax with the person that I am officially spending the rest of my life with, that I love. I wouldn't share that with anyone else. Now, coming up in 4 days we are renewing our wedding vows after 2 years of marriage. And people saying, oh, why you gotta do it in 2 years? Why not 5? Why not 10? People can renew their vows wherever they want. But I want to take it a step further and do something better. And plus, and here's the thing, there was a lot of people that couldn't attend the wedding back then because of COVID, and they also have busy schedules. So this is our way of making up for. May God protect us all. Anyway, our vow renewal will be at the place that I propose to Hope 5 years ago, Monument Circle. Now this special event will have a few people that will be there, but we're also going to have it record. One of my sisters, Lauren Warfield, she's my big brother's wife. Bless his soul. I asked if she could record the vow renewal with her phone. She said she has no problem with it. I'm so happy with that. I got my father that's going to be the minister for this. My stepmom, Bertha. God bless her. She'll be there. My aunt Carolyn, who was the minister for our wedding. She's going to be there. And I'm also going to have a certain individual who I do care for and I'm worried about her every single day. That's going to be there. And that is my sister, Rose. God bless her. So, that includes what's happening. Stay tuned for the next couple days when we have to do another, well, not we, when I do another episode about a special event. This is King Steven signing out, and Wakanda forever!